Ever since the Yggdrasil Journal of Poetic Arts started, I always wanted to do a live poetry readings. Question would be how and when. I was inspired by a lot of different things. My own dad was known for reading poetry or doing readings in various places around the world. And he also had a few favorites. I saw a movie about Pablo Neruda, and I couldn't help thinking, gee, my dad sounds like Pablo Neruda reading his poetry. And then I think I saw a movie, Tonight We All Love in London, that had Allen Ginsberg reading his poetry. And I've never really enjoyed reading Ginsberg for some reason, because it's almost like the words didn't make any sense, or they just run on, and you wonder what's going on. And then in that movie, you hear him reading one of his poems, and you go, wow. It's like the words just exploded, and the whole thing just made perfect sense. And I have to admit that after over 10 years, or close to 10 years, I think we started 91 or 92, something like that, so 9 years, I was really enthralled with the idea of doing an audio issue for the Yggdrasil, and I was kind of scared to do it because I didn't know enough about MP3 or computers at the time. I knew enough to be dangerous, but not enough to get anything done, and it caused a little bit of a problem. It so happened that in 99 I was able to get a radio show going. I got the rights to the real audio producer, and did a show for almost a year called The Space, which was music by many artists, mostly what is considered nowadays as imports or progressive. But I never did a radio show at all because I can't stand top 10. I like music, not top 10. And what I did is I would showcase artists or a group of artists from the same place. And so you'd have, you know, an hour of this person, an hour of that person, an hour of that person. And it was interesting. I was told that the average listenership for my show was something like over an hour. So people that turned it on actually stayed with it. And that would be kind of cool. But I appreciated that and got some responses from a couple of people. I thought, well, that's far out. So now let's see if we can do the poetry issue. And I started searching for various people that I liked. And I already had a couple of them, and I thought, okay, well, let's try it. And I did. The machine that this was in at Pacifier, which was the name of the ISP that I did technical support for, was called Arrakis, from After the Dune Show. And it featured, in this particular issue, new material, which is, it would have been easier to have us read the stuff that we already had published in previous issues, and I certainly want to read many poems that should be heard that I had and others had. Now, I don't have the what's called the basso strong profundo that is found on radio. Mine is a tenor voice. I went so far as to record myself reading a few poems, and then I started to receive the tapes from a few members of our group. I was kind of thrown for a loop. Now, let me tell you, I'm not sure that I can read well or practice, I'm told, or that I can create such wonderful vision as some folks did in this issue. To start with, I didn't even know if music was even going to come to this issue. Guess what? It's all over it. An idea like this is inspiration for Klaus and myself, and so it did not take much for us to jump on it. Klaus wasted no effort and immediately tuned up his guitar, of course. I think he already had it. I had read a lot of his work, but never had I thought that his words needed music behind them. His words in any poem would take on a different feeling with his guitar. Fresh, outgoing, rather free, and very, very strong. things didn't stop there. Vina White, not a poet or a writer per se, had a tape of poetry that she had done a couple of years back. She made me a copy, and I've always loved that stuff. It's very, very evocative, very strong, very neat, and fun. It's like you're a child listening to these far-out little bits. They were publishing a small booklet, but they were not rich many ears or eyes as we would have thought. And then I got a tape from a Karen Alkali Gut. I apologize for the pronunciation. And it had real music behind it, the kind that just melts your imagination to smithereens. And then I received a tape from Marianne Hazen, where the readings are magnificent, and they hit you where they're supposed to. You go, wow, that's cool. Received a couple others, and they have different feelings. After all this, and having a heck of a time trying to decide what to use, I was sitting here wondering how I was going to make things work. I don't have a studio. I didn't have a studio. I have sort of a studio these days, and neither did I have the facilities to really work with one, or the resources for that matter. My radio show, believe it or not, I recorded things onto a cassette, song after song after song, and pausing in between, and then I played the show for it. Don't think I talked to it, I don't remember. But for all that, the desire was there. From the tapes, I could encode some of the work, and I could present things in a manner which is similar to your ability to choose the times you want to hear things on radio or television. You have to click around a little, unfortunately. If fortune smiles on us, I'll attempt to redo these issues one continuous radio station-like show, so that you have to click once, and for now, the full heart and full love and the full attention will have to suffice. However, for doing this as one whole thing, I'll make it available as a whole thing in its entirety. But it will have pauses in between each individual, because I've recorded these individual people individually, and they're set in portions. So, without further ado, here goes the first audio issue, first done almost 23 years ago. We will rest assured to work on the very first multimedia issue as well, I hoped, and give MTV a run for their art. I wish, don't I? But first, we will hone our craft yet once again before a microphone to hear each of these writers do their thing. Just click on each of the titles and go from there. The links will carry you to the server and their material. But in this case, it's going to be MP3 now in 2022, and you'll be able to hear it. Should be able to hear it, no problem, or be able to download it, which I don't know yet. We'll find out soon enough. And thank you very much for listening. And I'm going to do a section given various things.